Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and that means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, we had some primaries in New York yesterday, and you've covered your area. Tell us what the results are.
Sure. One of the most interesting races that we covered in Schenectady was the Democratic mayoral primary, and this is on the Democratic line. And it was a race between the incumbent Democrat Mayor Gary McCarthy against the challenger, who was a newcomer, Therese McCallum, and she waged a really impressive fight. It looks like, and this is unofficial results, it looks like she lost, but it was really narrow. As it turns out, it looks like McCarthy got about just under 52% of the vote, and she got about 48%. So everybody who's been watching the race was surprised at how close it was. Even the McCarthy campaign acknowledged that it was much closer than they anticipated. And McCallum, at the end of the night, she did not concede, but she said that the race was a sign that the people want reform in Schenectady. She waged a campaign that was left of what McCarthy is, and talked about how the Democratic establishment has done enough to deal with the poor and housing issues in some of the poor neighborhoods in the city. So we'll wait to see how that goes. But it looks like McCarthy prevails and he'll go on to the general election. But that was interesting. Some of the other interesting races that we covered yesterday in Saratoga Springs in the city council primary for the finance commissioner. It's too close to call, but it was a very interesting race between the incumbent Michelle Madigan, the Democrat, and a challenger, Patty Morrison. At the latest numbers last night before press time, Morrison had a slight edge, actually, too. So this is to see who would be on the ballot in the fall. She ran a strong campaign, and it looks like she's going to prevail, but we don't know for sure. And then another interesting race in our area in Fulton County, the longtime former judge and now Sheriff Rich Giardino seems to have prevailed in the primary against a former police officer, Van Dusen. And so he will be on the line again in the fall in the Republican line.
Finally, Miles, a raid of the Saratoga, New York-based Turbine Services Company. Do we know what's going on here?
So we don't have a lot of details, but yesterday there was a pretty major raid at the Turbine Services. This was the FBI was handling this investigation. They had a court order, and they were there with the Homeland Security investigations and also the Federal Department of Commerce. And they were taking off a lot of material, many boxes that were taken out during the day by these officers. We don't know for sure what's going on at all, but this investigation targeted this company, Turbine Services, and it's a firm that's been around for 30, 40 years, and it was formed by a bunch of former employees at GE in downtown Schenectady at Turbine Services. This is a firm that fairly high visibility, owned by a gentleman, Ron Riggi, and he, along with his wife, Michelle Riggi, are well-known Saratoga socialites, philanthropists. So there's that high-profile nature here. This company has at times had some legal tussles with GE over the last 20, 30 years. Back in the mid-80s, there was a lawsuit that GE filed that this company was actually infringing on trademark for some GE technology that it was using. And there was eventually some consent orders, and Turbine Services agreed to discontinue using some of the information and also, you know, claiming an association with GE. So there's been a back and forth there before. We don't know the nature of this investigation, but the FBI field officer on the premises yesterday said this is going to take a while, that it was going to be a pretty detailed look at that facility and some of the materials there.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thanks as always.
Take care, David.